This was not a moment for triumphalism, but it was clear that Prime Minister David Cameron and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy took quiet satisfaction from the turn of events in Libya. Nonetheless, the emphasis throughout this Paris meeting was on the actions of the Libyans themselves, both what they have achieved already — it is the Libyan people who have liberated Libya, said Mr. Cameron — but also what they must still achieve in the future. The chairman of Libya's National Transitional Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, called on his people to establish a society marked by tolerance, forgiveness and respect for the rule of law. This is a message that plays well in Western capitals, but these aspirations are a measure of the huge task facing Libya's new interim authorities. A war must still be won whilst dealing with a looming humanitarian crisis encompassing shortages of water, medicines and food.